I'm on Anfield Road and I've just bumped into a man in an Everton shirt. What's your name, sir?
Roger.
And what are your memories of that day?
My memories of that day is basically me and my mate was down from Scotland, and we were out, and I think we were at Southport or somewhere like that, and then next minute we heard like there'd been a riot at Hillsborough, and basically we seen that there was 53 dead. Obviously it went up to 95 and then 96, and consequently my mate was there, Gordon Owen, i.e. Gopher, and he turned around and he said we didn't hear nothing from him. And then about 1:30 in the morning, there was a knock on the door from Sheffield Constabulary, and his mum answered the door, and basically he had Gordon's jacket in his hand and just said, "Is this your son's jacket?" And the whole world just fell apart then.
Yeah. What are your memories of Gordon?
Oh, he was a good lad. He was a good lad. He was a Protestant. He was in the lodge, played the flute in the band, and the band and everything was there at his funeral. And there was Alan Anson, Steve Nichol, and Kenny Dalglish. And it was just the most horrible time I think this city's ever had.
Yeah. And you've come down in your Everton colours. It's a day that the city unites.
Well, it's the day the city unites. My missus now, she's a red. I'm a blue. My dad's a blue. My mum's a red. It's a mixed city. And this is the way it should be. It shouldn't be. Football's football. You know what I mean? Yeah, you'd have your banter with your red and your blue, but at the end of the day, it's just a football game. 96 lives got lost that day, and there's still no justice for it. And there should be some justice for it. The police should be answerable to what they done that day.
Do you think there's any chance they will be?
I hope so. I hope so, because the simple reason being, it should never have happened. They should never have opened them gates. They should never have opened them.
Thanks very much.
All right, no problem.